USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Vladimir Putin is doomed to lose the war in Ukraine. That's from former CIA Director David Petraeus. The retired four-star general appeared on ABC's This Week Sunday morning, where he said Russia's army is, quote, shambolic.
He announced the annexation, and he's already lost a really critical element in that, a critical city that would have been a very key supply hub had they been able to go farther. And that's just going to continue. He's going to continue to lose on the battlefield.
Things still could go sideways for Putin.
It can still get worse for Putin and for Russia. And even the use of tactical nuclear weapons on the battlefield won't change this at all.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky, a former Russian oil executive who spent years in prison, discusses Russian President Vladimir Putin's mindset as he declared Russian rule over parts of Ukraine. He has 300,000 troops that are really butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. Here he is speaking through a translator.
When he declared mobilization, he made a very dangerous step. He has handed weapons into the arms of ordinary people, common people. Who are these ordinary people? When they arrive on the battlefield and find out what's happening there, they can easily turn their arms against the Kremlin itself. And this has already happened in Russian history before.
Babcock Ranch, 12 miles northeast of Fort Myers, calls itself America's first solar-powered town. Its nearby solar array, made up of 700,000 individual panels, generates more electricity than the 2,000 home neighborhood uses. In a state where most electricity is generated by burning natural gas, a planet-warming fossil fuel. The streets in this meticulously planned neighborhood were designed to flood so that houses don't. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky, a former Russian oil executive who spent years in prison, discusses Russian President Vladimir Putin's mindset as he declared Russian rule over parts of Ukraine. If his mobilization of 300,000 Russian troops to Ukraine fails, Putin may have serious decisions to make. Here is Khodorkovsky through an interpreter.
I think that if mobilization does not yield the desired victory, the question of using tactical nuclear weapons is going to be on the agenda.
Hurricane Ian gone from North Carolina, but leaving lots of downed trees and residents without electricity. Jeff Brooks is with Duke Electric, tasked with bringing thousands of North Carolinians back up on the power grid. He says they're strong in number and will get the job done.
There's really a big army here, and we're hoping to have most customers on by, you know, by tomorrow evening.
Areas of Florida with homes that are uninhabitable are likely to be for months, if not forever. Some are total losses, sustaining massive damage or swept away altogether. There have been some public political back and forths pointed out that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, then a congressman, and Senator Marco Rubio, 10 years ago, voted against Hurricane Sandy relief for affected states.
What we're going to ask for Florida is what we've supported for every other state in the country that's been affected by natural disasters, and that is emergency relief designed to be spent immediately to help the people affected now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.